on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day. The high will only be in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have partly cloudy conditions, and our temperature is sitting at 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting partly cloudy skies and some low-lying fog with 30 degrees as well. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning wake-up call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. Good golly, Miss Molly, news all over the place. All over. It's all over the place. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I don't know. It's coming to the end of the year. It's time to kind of take stock of all of the things that are going on at the end of the year. It's, you know, holiday season, a lot of folks do a lot of big buying. I understand. I'm with you. A lot of big buying, And so it's time to count the pennies. And when we count our pennies, I just want you to put this into perspective. Our good government is fixing to ask, as payment for this war, $127 billion. Now, okay, put that in perspective next to your little pennies. And then put it in perspective with this. This cost of $127 billion would top what it cost us in the Vietnam War. You understand this? This is just, what, 3 years? 3 years? And it's cost us, they're asking for $127 billion. One representative, a Democrat from Tennessee, said, no, I don't think it's going to be $127 billion. I think they're going to ask for $160. What's a few billion between friends? Me a billion is a Sue billion. We're going to take a break, folks, at 6:15. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified. For a look at the world news that matters most to you, tune in to AM 920, WGNU's Global News Updates, weekday mornings, 7:45, 8:45, and 9:45, weekday evenings at 6:45. Sponsored by Reasonable Construction, 314-382-2200.
Thanksgiving, a time of year when many people gather to appreciate one another and the good in their lives. But what about being grateful when things look bleak? Hear how gratitude to God for even the smallest example of good can lift us out of darkness into peace and healing on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
'Cause a new day. Darkness shall come. Oh, oh, oh.
Real sun.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 127 billion dollars. World War II in U.S. dollars. In 206 the year 206 dollars cost this country $3.6 trillion. The Vietnam War cost this country. The Korean War cost this country $502 billion. World War II cost us World War I cost us $207 billion. We've lost our doggone mind. And I don't want you all to start calling me, or wake up call listeners, prophets out here. But just by the by, since we're talking about the cost of things, gasoline prices have started to rise. A week ago, gasoline prices, the cost of regular was $2.09 a gallon. $2.209. Let me be as specific as I can. Okay? Today, it is $2.230. It's up. Go figure. Go figure. From $2.209 to $2.230. On its way up, folks. It is on its way up. Let me see. Election's over. Don't need to worry about people's anger because people were angry despite that. You know, it has gone up in every single, on every single level. Understand when you're being played, folks. Understand when you are being played. 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, of course, we have Looking Black. Our special guest will be one of my favorites. Glenn Ford will be joining us in Looking Black to have a post-election assessment and an extraordinary article that he wrote about Harold Ford. Oh, you've got to go to the new website, Black Agenda Report. There's a picture of Harold Ford standing underneath a Confederate flag as he's shaking the hands after he lost the election. It's dreadful. It's just dreadful. It's dreadful. But Glenn Ford's going to be on to talk about that and many other things post-election on Looking Black. And we have to look at where we are. We have to look at who we are, because I believe that there is a window of opportunity for change. I believe that there is a definite window of opportunity for change, at least pushing back on change, for change, pushing back for change. But in order to have this change, in order to engage in this change, in order to participate in the pushback to obtain this change, we have to have a history that is long. We must remember our history so that we will be continually reminded of why we are demanding change. You want to know why we're demanding change? One of the reasons is Guantanamo Bay. Murat Kurnaz, a German-born Turk, known as the Bremen Taliban, 24 years old. And he was released in August because of a lack of evidence that he was involved in terrorist activities. But he's talking about what was done to him in the name of our name. What was done to him in our name? Electric shocks? Having your head submerged in water, hunger, thirst, being subjected to hunger and thirst. They tell you you are from Al-Qaeda, and when you say no, they give you electric current to your feet. You keep saying no, they keep this up for 3 to 4 hours. Think about that. If you can take your mind there, think about that. This is being done in our name. He said several times he lost consciousness, but that didn't matter. They woke him back up. They woke him back up. He said he was shackled to a ceiling for 4 to 5 days. Days. They take you down in the mornings, and when a doctor comes to see whether you can endure more, then they let you sit. The interrogator comes. They take you down 2 to 3 times, about 3 times a day, so that you do not die. He said that prisoners were locked up in cells where frigid air was pumped or hot air was pumped. I saw several people die. Sometimes I thought I could no longer stand it and I would also die. These are the things that are being done in our name. He also said that he was once left without food for 20 days. He spoke of psychological abuse, including religious insults such as the Quran being kicked on the ground. Now remember, he's 24 years old. They must like him young. Because that by virtue of the way that the human body is built, you can torture a young one longer than you can torture a 35-year-old, 45-year-old, because they're going to die on you quicker. He was arrested in 2001. Can we do the math on that? 2001 was 6 years ago, 5 years ago. He's 24. Can you do the math on that? Does that make him 19? Does that make him 19? When they picked him up? Can I ask you what kind of life he is going to have if you for 5 years, for 5 years, people did things like this to you for 5 years. What kind of life he's going to have? This man was a Turkish citizen with permanent residency in Germany. How did they get him out of Germany? We're going to talk about that. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me.
morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Breakfast at Sonic. There are possibilities of heavy frost and slippery conditions on some bridges and overpasses and on and off ramps, so use caution and reduce speed. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79 at Traffic's Building. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through 270. Look for a heavy volume there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect no delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is looking good all the way into the landing. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect no delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Breakfast at Sonic. Drive into Sonic this morning for their steak, egg, and cheese burrito. Thinly sliced steak, egg, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. It's a hearty way to start your day that's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high in the lower 50s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny, high around 50, and Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the mid-40s. Currently we have 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 31 and fog. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. It's a holiday shopping season, and Sears at 3425 Union wants you to take advantage of that. Look, the day after Thanksgiving, the store will open at 5 a.m. The specials are good until 11 a.m. What kind of specials? How about a 37-inch television, regularly $1,300, now $949. How about a 32-inch television that's LCD, normally $1,000, now $599. Portable DVD player, $69.99. 19-inch television, $99. No, it's $79. Get on down to Sears after Christmas. I'm telling you, 5 a.m., that's wake-up call time. Tell them I told you to.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the wake-up call with my friend Liz Brown.
Making a difference has never tasted so good. Find out for yourself by attending the Think Pink Breast Cancer Brunch on Saturday, November 18th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the West End City Apartments, 275 Union Boulevard. The keynote speaker will be Becky Olson, author and founder of the nonprofit organization Breast Friends. Admission is only $40, with the proceeds benefiting Komen St. Louis. Get your tickets now by calling 314-423-2222, extension 251, or visit westendcityapartments.com for more details, and remember to think pink.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Yeah.
What's your number, baby? What's your number? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's mine. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about, huh? Let's talk about this. Huh. You know what? When I think about the torture, the things that are done in my name to 19-year-olds, torturing people, it makes you, for me, it tells me why we have to be engaged in what happens in our country, why we have to be engaged in changing. At least we have to know. This 24-year-old man, he was a Turkish citizen. He had permanent residency in Germany. He was arrested in Pakistan after the September 11th attacks, turned over to U.S. forces who took him to prison in the Afghan city of Kandahar, before transferring him to Guantanamo in 2002. German prosecutors also have dropped any kind of a probe into whether this young man belonged to a terrorist group. This young man, this 24-year-old who had to have been 19 at the time that they took him, said he was innocent throughout the entire time. But what he has said new is that Germany conspired with the United States to get him to Guantanamo Bay. And what's fascinating about the timing of this is that Kurnaz, that's this young man, his accusations come at a time when civil rights lawyers are hoping that German prosecutors will open a war crime investigation into the role of Donald Rumsfeld. The role of Donald Rumsfeld in Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay, the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. After the FBI raised concerns, military investigations began reviewing this case. And in July 2005, they confirmed abusive and degrading treatment. The things that are done in our name. The things that are done in our name. WGNU, the things that are done in our name. Yesterday I talked to you about the young specialist who raped and killed a 14-year-old who said he did it because he hated Iraqis. And many of you called in to talk about how, well, you know, you make monsters out of people. Yes, perhaps. Or does somebody plant the seeds and then they're nurtured in this environment? I look at this a couple of cases one from individuals and one from corporations. Yes, corporations can act. They can act in their policies. They can act in carrying out their policies. But there's a sentencing that is going to take place today in Houston, Texas. A 18-year-old who's a Nazi skinhead. He was convicted Thursday of beating and sodomizing a Hispanic youth at a party while yelling racial epithets. Do you hear me? Is it that we plant the seeds? And that this country plants the seeds? I don't know. Let me go to California. A hospital, Bellflower Hospital. They took a patient, a homeless patient. They put him in a taxi, left him in his hospital robe and the paper slippers that they give you when you're in the hospital, dumped him in Skid Row and kept rolling. And kept rolling. How do we know that the hospital did that? Well, there was a surveillance camera outside of the homeless shelter that caught it on videotape. Oh, did I mention that the patient was suffering from dementia? So he wouldn't have been a good witness, right? He wouldn't have been able to tell anybody what happened to him. A hospital put a patient in a taxi cab, patient who couldn't pay bills, poor patient, homeless patient, put him in a taxi, dropped him off at a homeless shelter, and kept rolling. 63-year-old patient. 1-877-920-WGNU. You know what? The question has to be, do we plant the seeds? Do we plant the seeds for horrific things to happen? 63 years old. And he was found wandering. And this is not the first case of this hospital doing this. And this isn't the first hospital. Bellflower is among 10 area hospitals under investigation for allegedly discharging homeless patients onto the streets. He was wandering Skid Row. And I take that back. I'm sorry, they didn't dump him in front of a homeless shelter. They dumped him on Skid Row. Wandering the streets in a hospital gown and paper slippers. And the public affairs, the vice president of public affairs said this. Check this out. Here's what the vice president of public affairs said in response to the videotaped dumping of one of their patients on Skid Row. The legal action unfairly demonizes the hospital, which, she said, has taken steps to see that no more of its patients are left on Skid Row. What the, huh? You've taken steps to make sure that it never happens again. How the heck does it ever happen that a hospital dumps a patient on skid? We fixed it. Come on, y'all are just being rude now. We don't dump them anymore. How did you ever do that? And why are you still open? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Of WGNU, I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning Wake Up Call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget the show is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about, huh? Who are the terrorists? Who are the terrorists? Who are the terrorists? 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Who are the terrorists? The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that reclassifies unlawful animal rights tactics as terrorism, even if they are nonviolent acts. So if you do a blockade, if you trespass, if you free captive animals, this act is now a terrorist act. We're having nursing mothers kicked off of airplanes for breastfeeding their children because somebody finds it offensive. We're having nursing mothers kicked off of airplanes because the airline finds it offensive. Who's the terrorist? Remember, we said here that if they are going to start characterizing people as terrorists, that they were going to start to come after all of us. They were going to start to come after all of us. None of us are safe. None of us are safe. Animal rights activists. And people that were concerned about this bill said that the bill is bad enough, but they were especially alarmed that the House version of the bill swept into it the nonviolent physical obstruction of an animal enterprise. And they're calling that a terrorist act because it causes a loss of profit. So I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if they are allowed to, they being our government, they being our legislators, are allowed to characterize the blocking of a business a terrorist act because it results in the loss of profit to that business. Remember when people of African descent sat in front of restaurants because they were racist? Restaurants that were using their tax money to open and to operate. Their tax money was paying for the sidewalks in front of them. They couldn't be there. If this law had been in place, understand that it's a slippery slope. The act to be able to kick people off of airlines was all came about after 9/11, the push to kick people off of, scary people off of airlines. That's why nursing mothers are being kicked off of airplanes, because it's easy to kick people off airplanes now. Started with the so-called terrorists, right? How many terrorists have we caught kicking folks off of airplanes? I assure you, I promise you, that if this law passes, if the United States Senate passes this law that allows people to be defined as terrorists because they have impeded the flow of business for some business, Lord, because of a loss of profits, Civil disobedience is done. Civil disobedience is done. Oh, and how did the cowards pass this bill? It was done on a voice vote. It was done on a voice votes. And oh yeah. What are these animal rights activists protecting? Concerned about? Animals. The rights of animals. So just feel this for a second and help me walk through the logic of this. People who go out and try to protect the rights of animals are called terrorists. What are the people who are abusing animals called? Businesses. Animals, this animal, this human animal, terrorizes the human animal that protects the other animal. I'm just asking. These are amazing times that we live in. These are amazing times that we live in. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And on this last bit of good news this morning, this last bit of good news coming out of London. The United States or other countries will one day be forced to consider preemptive actions. Preemptive actions against Iran and North Korea if they continue to seek nuclear weapons. The United States and its allies have accused Iran of pursuing nuclear weapons. But a U.S. government official said on Tuesday, you know what, we need to consider. They're calling it, we may be forced to consider. But that's one of those, I may be forced to hit you if you don't take your face out of my fist. We, the United States and others who might be threatened by these developments, will have to look at how to respond, and inevitably I think people will have to look at the question of preemption. I think that it is inevitable that any American administration, not this administration, but all future administrations, will have to look at preemptive strategies. Because that, you know, I think in all fairness, because it worked out so well for us this time. I mean, the front page of U.S. Today is talking about that. That wonderful decision of preemptive strike is only going to cost this country $127 billion this round. And if that number is granted, if that number is paid, it would take us past the cost that we spent on that other wonderful decision by this government, Vietnam. My name is Liz Brown. In the next hour, we will be joined by Glenn Ford, blackcommentator.com. Yeah. It's going to be a great discussion. You don't want to miss it. Looking black. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brother.
is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. There's been another hostage killing in Iraq. That's what we're being told, this time an Austrian who worked for a Kuwaiti security firm who was taken hostage along with several Americans. More from ABC's Aaron Kuchersky in Baghdad.
Iraqi police have said the Austrian, abducted along with four American contractors, has been killed. But their company, Crescent Security Group, says Iraqi police reports are notoriously unreliable, and so it's unable to confirm the account. The five contractors were seized in southern Iraq Thursday when gunmen in Iraqi police uniforms stopped the convoy they were guarding. One of the Americans has been identified as Paul Rubin, a former Minnesota police officer and Marine, whose sister says was due to come home soon because he feared for his safety. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baghdad.
President Bush in Vietnam for a Pacific Rim Economic Conference says the violence in Iraq will continue, but now is not the time to give up.
Iraq is a part of the struggle, and it's just going to take a long period of time to... for the ideology that is hopeful, and that is an ideology of freedom, to overcome an ideology of hate.
The president is in Vietnam again for a trip. ABC's Ann Compton has more.
On his first visit to Vietnam, President Bush admitted that driving into Hanoi was poignant, passing the lake where Senator John McCain was shot down and taken prisoner during the Vietnam War. President Bush sees hopeful change.
Vietnam is, is an exciting place. It's a place with an enormous future. And, obviously they got to work through difficulties like religious freedom.
President Bush plans to attend church here on Sunday. Ann Compton, ABC News, Hanoi.
Many stores across the country have already sold out of the Sony PlayStation 3, many opening their doors at midnight to sell just a handful of the game consoles. Some people camped out for days waiting for them. This is ABC News.
I've been waiting for lunch all day.
Me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine? An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww. More Ovaltine, please.
Rush to Office Depot for amazing deals this holiday season. This week only, Office Depot has 20% off all digital camera and printer bundles. Start your holiday shopping now with top brands and low prices on LCD and plasma flat screen TVs, camcorders, computers, and MP3 players like the new Zune. Office Depot has the latest technology for everyone on your list. Office Depot, taking care of business and the holidays. Available in-store only. Discount excludes clearance items. Quantities limited. All supplies last.
This is not a great morning to ride Amtrak.
We're expecting about 15 to 20-minute delays going through the derailment area. We don't yet have an estimate on when full service will resume.
That delay, by the way, from the train derailment last night in Bowie, Maryland. Remember the dog that ran away at New York's JFK Airport? Not just any dog. This was a show dog. Well, apparently she may have been spotted, or at least her scent was. ABC Sherry Preston explains.
Tell me, Mr. Ventura. Just how good are you?
They did not hire Ace Ventura, but the family of Vivi, the wayward whippet, did ask Pet Detective Karen Goyne to help out. And she says her tracking dogs have picked up Vivi's scent about 8 miles from the airport where she disappeared last March. More hopeful news, the scent is no more than 3 months old. Goyne says Vivi can run up to 25 miles an hour and could live a long time on her own as long as she's not hit by a car. The scent, it should be noted, was discovered near a very busy Queens Expressway. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Missouri Department of Transportation will give their recommendation to the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission today on which team should handle the I-64 reconstruction project. Linda Wilson, a spokesperson for MoDOT, says it's then up to the commission to make the final decision. Wilson says MoDOT officials chose their preferred team based on the team's construction schedule, construction plan, and how they plan to keep traffic moving. The $500 million project will completely rebuild Highway 40 from Spady to Sarah Street. The work is expected to get underway next year. Alton police are offering a reward for information leading to the capture of two armed robbers. Surveillance video showed the two suspects entering the One Stop Shop convenience store Wednesday evening, taking money from the cash register and shooting the store clerk. The victim remains hospitalized in serious but stable condition. The suspects are described as young African-American males, around 6 feet tall and 180 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to call the Alton Police Department at 618-463-3505 or the anonymous tip line at 618-465-5948. A former local union official faces sentencing in February for stealing thousands of dollars from her union. Mary Love, the former president of the American Federation of Governmental Employees, Local 96, was convicted late Wednesday of three counts of theft of money from a government agency and two counts of falsifying government forms. Prosecutors say Love and former union treasurer Dana France took more than $69,000 from the union that represented employees of the St. Louis Veterans Affairs Medical Center. France pleaded guilty last month and will be sentenced in January. Some drivers at the Highway 40 interchange with I-270 will see detours this weekend. The ramp for northbound I-270 to westbound Highway 40 will shut down from 7 tonight until 6 Monday morning. Other ramp closures at the same interchange are scheduled in December and January. The ramp updating project should be finished by March. Finally this hour, the Salvation Army is setting a big goal for this year's Tree of Lights campaign. The Salvation Army's Major Lonel Richardson says the goal is to raise $6.2 million across the region.
The money that is raised for the Salvation Army, 86 cents out of every dollar go for direct service. For Christmas time, what it means is that in the St. Louis regional area, thousands of children will receive toys and families will receive Christmas baskets.
Richardson says the help goes beyond the holidays with help for people who need assistance in paying for utilities or other bills. The Tree of Lights campaign runs through January. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Through December 15th, visit your St. Louis Toyota Service Centers and join the donation drive for a neonate MRI shuttle for St. Louis Children's Hospital. Toyota, a smart way to move forward. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. This hour's traffic is brought to you by Breakfast at Sonic. There are possibilities of frost causing slippery driving conditions across some bridges and overpass and on and off ramps, so just use caution and reduce your speed. Southbound 55 at Butler Hill, there's an incident that's been cleared to the right shoulder. May be expecting some delays there. Eastbound 78K and 79, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Marshall Road, expect slow traffic as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for congestion possible. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570, traffic is slowing in the left lanes from 4th Street, and all lanes are slow at Route 3 as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into Laclede's Landing, no problems at this hour. Northbound Route 3 is slowing at the top of that ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, and Adelaide is reopened in both directions between Hall Street and 70 after crews have treated the icy conditions. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Breakfast at Sonic. Drive into Sonic this morning for their steak, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Thin sliced steak, egg, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. It's a hearty way to start your day. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high in the lower 50s this evening. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny, high around 50. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, a high expected in the mid-40s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies. Our current temperature is sitting at 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33 as well, and fog. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Call. That's up next. It's Looking Black. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how to discuss. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how to discuss.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's Looking Black. My guest joining me from Jersey City, New Jersey, Glenn Ford, the executive director of BlackAgendaReporter.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. It's always a pleasure to start the day out with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Glenn. And Black Agenda Report, tell us about Black Agenda Report.
We began it in September. We believe it's actually the successor to BlackCommentator.com, which I co-founded. But the crew and I decided that that we could function better in this new venue.
And I'm looking at this story that I just absolutely love. I love it for its starting with even the cartoon that's attached to it. I love it with the pictures that are attached to it, and I love it for the content of this article that you have written. Stop supporting every black face. End the Jim Crow mentality. Who's the feature example in this article that you have written?
Well, there are actually two. Mm-hmm. We of course had to include Harold Ford, who's the object of our derision in the cartoon. But what we also focused on
those statewide races by black Republicans. They're really a part of the same thing. The Jim Crow mentality that we refer to, let's put it this way. Right-wing black Democrats and black Republicans claim that they are the future, that is the new black politics, and that progressive blacks are passé, that they hearken back to the civil rights era, and that their time is gone. Well, in fact, the opposite is true. The imperative to vote or support every black face in a high place is actually a pre-civil rights imperative. It dates to the Jim Crow era, when, of course, we supported every black individual and politician and professional in all of their endeavors, because the society was uniformly resistant to blacks doing anything. Blacks were shut out of civil society. And so it was correct to support black folks in almost every endeavor, to support black crooks, just to show we had a right to be a crook too. But with the victory of the civil rights movement, with the death of Jim Crow, what was necessary for us to do was to develop black leadership in this more normalized environment. When we actually have the Voting Rights Act.
And we have to take a break, Glenn. We're going to take a break. I'm talking to the executive editor of BlackAgendaReport.com. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning Wake-Up Call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Boom, tack, boom, tack. I
want to
live
Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest journalist this hour is my favorite Glenn Ford, executive editor with BlackAgendaReport.com, joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. Glenn, welcome back.
Yes, as always, it's a pleasure.
Now, we were talking about, you were dissecting the Jim Crow mentality evolution.
Yes, the reason we use that term, as I said, is because rather than being a sign of a new black politics, what this desire to package right-wing black Republicans and black Democrats and expect them to automatically get a portion of the black vote reflects is an imperative that predates the civil rights movement, that goes all the way back to emancipation, that says that black folks must support all other black folks, and that you can count on, that the right wing can count on a certain proportion of black voters to betray their own interests just to vote for a black face in a high place.
You talk about that in your article, that our enemies have found the black Achilles heel.
That's absolutely correct. And it's not just the Republicans. It is also right-wing Democrats. They pick and choose the most right-wing elements of the black polity to be their standard bearers. And that, of course, was Harold Ford. Harold Ford was by far the most right-wing member of the Congressional Black Caucus. That is, he voted with Republicans more times than any other black congressperson. And the reason he was so dangerous as a politician and that we are so happy he lost, yes, we're happy he lost.
Very happy. Very, 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 very happy.
Was because he aggressively set himself out as a model for the new black politician. He's the one who sidled up to Bush on the Social Security issue and appeared constantly at right-wing seminars and other meetings in support of privatization of Social Security. So he did this aggressively, and then he would come to black meetings and say, this is the wave of the future. Now, we could not afford Harold Ford to be in the Senate, where, as one of two black senators, he would be, by definition, a black icon.
And can we slow down just for a second, Glenn, because I want some of this to really feel this. When you talk about Harold Ford's position on the privatization of Social Security, did Harold Ford hold himself out as the swing vote for that? Did he go to the Republicans and say that, you know what, I am going to be voting with you on this, and you can count on me for my vote?
Well, you know, politicians don't do that. They signal that by their actions. And he spent 2 years giving that signal. He was so Republican-friendly that when President Bush came to Memphis, he was very careful to get a whole bunch of tickets for Harold and his entourage. And he recognized Harold from the stage. I mean, these signals were absorbed. It was quite well understood.
Kind of like the Lieberman kiss.
Yes. And we can get to Lieberman and his black friend, Barack Obama, whenever you feel like it.
Okay.
Now, but the point here is that we as a people have not fully emerged from Jim Crow. We have not structured our politics so that we are immune from this kind of trickery. And that's because it's new in our experience. The Republicans and corporations in general, including their manifestation in the Democratic Party, until the mid-90s, had not budgeted for buying blacks. We've had scoundrels throughout our history. Everybody does. If you've got 40 million people, you will have a couple of million scoundrels. But there was no market for these scoundrels.
They hadn't budgeted for buying.
But they woke up basically around the mid-90s and said, well, we buy people all the time. Let's buy us some blacks.
Uh-huh.
So suddenly there became a market for it. And that has led not just to the absolute corruption of Harold Ford, whose father was, in terms of voting, was just as progressive as the rest of the Black Caucus, and even Harold, in his first term, was just as progressive as the rest of the Black Caucus was at that time. But
can I ask you a question, Glenn? Because I get calls sometimes from some listeners, some Black folks out here that say, well, look, he had to say that in order to get elected. And implied within that statement, from my perspective, is that he going to do better once he gets elected.
That's that old spook who sat by the door, that mentality.
People who never read the book.
And you're quite young, so, but you're still old enough to remember that a certain proportion of Black folks were saying the same thing about our esteemed justice.
Clarence Thomas.
Yes. I'm sure you remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? And there was no reason to believe that because Clarence Thomas came up entirely within the right wing of the Republican Party. That's who groomed him. He was being groomed to be a Black right-wing Republican icon. So why I think that he would change his stripes when he got into office, and he has not. He is possibly the most right-wing member of the High Court, and should have been expected to be such.
And that's why I'm saying that the spook that sat by the door assessment is only made by people who haven't read the book. Because the fact of the matter is that that's not the history of the person that was sitting by the door. These people have shown us what their history is, and we have to believe them for what they are.
What's actually at work is that Jim Crow imperative that leads to wishful thinking, because we want so much to see more of these Black faces in high places. I believe that if Condoleezza Rice ran for president, she might get 30% of the Black vote. But she's a war criminal. She's a liar. And if anybody's an intimate of Bush, it is Condoleezza Rice.
In every
respect.
So
how can Black folks oppose Bush overwhelmingly and then vote for Condoleezza Rice? And yet, if she runs, they will. 30%.
And so that takes us to the numbers in Maryland. Talk to us about what percentage of the Black vote did Michael Steele, Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, get?
25%, and that's an even larger percentage than the goal set by the GOP early in the in Bush's presidency conversion of Blacks to Republicanism.
But what are they going to make of...
But that would not have happened if Michael Steele had been white. He got that 25% because he was Black. So it does not mean Black conversion to Republicanism. It means they're working on that Jim Crow mentality. And if there had not been this, what they've been calling the Democratic wave during this past election, Michael Steele would have won.
Why is that?
Because Blacks make up 25% of the electorate in Maryland.
So will the Republicans walking away from an election in Maryland with Steele, with those kinds of numbers of 25% of African vote, what will the Republicans do with that information? What can we expect their behavior to be in upcoming election? More?
They know how close they came, even though Maryland is a Democratic state, even though it was an election in which there was a Democratic wave. He still he was still very competitive.
But didn't he also cheat?
So if there is another election and there is not a Democratic wave, Steele can win statewide office if one is available.
But didn't the Republicans also have to cheat with Steele to get to Black people to say, no, he's really a Democrat?
Yeah, that's true. The bumper stickers implied that he was a Democrat. They lied. The Republicans lied and said Kwesi Mfumi
endorsed
and other Blacks were, in fact, endorsing Michael Steele, which was ridiculous. Well, they can't help themselves. They always pull these tricks. I don't believe, however, that any substantial number of people believed were taken in by those tricks. I think they voted for him because he was black.
And we're going to talk more about that. Have to take a break. Glenn Ford, executive editor, blackagendareport.com. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed PE. There are some possibilities of heavy frost causing slippery driving conditions on some bridges, overpasses, and on and off ramps. Reduce your speed and use caution. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, look for slow traffic there. Northbound 278 Clayton Road, disabled vehicle on right shoulder. MoDOT cruiser on the scene, and traffic is slowing in the right lane all the way past Manchester Road. Northbound 270 from Big Bend to Doherty Ferry, expect slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason Road, look for heavy volume there. Westbound 270 at 367 and New Florissant, delays are possible. Westbound 40 at Big Bend and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street, or from Route 3, I should say, into the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from mid-span. Southbound South Jefferson at Hickory, there's a report of an accident. Right lane's blocked. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high in the lower 50s. For this evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny with a high around 50. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day. And partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we have 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33 and some fog. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call Looking Black will return following these messages. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Look, I want to give you a heads up. I want to give you an opportunity to prepare for your shopping pleasures. Look, after Thanksgiving at 3425 Union, Sears will be open at 5 a.m. and with these wonderful, wonderful deals. A 37-inch LCD television set, regularly $1,300, now $950. How about a 32-inch LCD television that's regularly $1,000, $599. Portable DVD player, $69.99. 19-inch television set was $100, is now $79.99. Look, get on over to 3425 Union, Sears, the day after Thanksgiving, 5 a.m. Get your shop on. Tell them I told you to.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming.
coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this hour, this day, this time is Glenn Ford. He is the executive editor of BlackAgendaReport.com, joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. And we're talking about the article that he wrote, Stop Supporting Every Black Face in the Jim Crow Mentality. And we're right when we went to break, Glenn, we were talking about Steele in Maryland. Okay, I get what the Republicans are going to that are getting out of the 25% black vote that he got there in Maryland. What do the Democrats get out of a Harold Ford?
Well, first of all, just to go back to Maryland, because this must be said, the white Democrats of Maryland did not help themselves in this situation at all. Remember, 25% of the electorate in Maryland is black. That means that probably 40% of the Democratic Party in Maryland is black.
Mm.
And yet there were no blacks, black Democrats running for statewide office. In fact, after the election, Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean went to Maryland and admonished the Democratic Party for not having blacks at the top of the ticket. So these white Democrats exacerbate the situation themselves.
Because that's why you can make an argument that if someone like a Russell Simmons would come out and say, "Well, I'm voting for Steele because the Democrats are taking us for granted."
And right behind him were was a whole pack of young rappers also endorsing Steele. In fact, they put out a website. It was ridiculous and disgusting.
This
gives a free pass to opportunists, and Simmons is a rich man. He's an opportunist to take that route.
And the Republican Party was so enamored with and excited about the Russell Simmons endorsement commercial that he even ran for Steele, that they were running that commercial here in Missouri on behalf of a Jim Talent.
You see, that's because it is a national campaign. It's not just a particular race that they're doing. This is part of their larger strategy to negate the black vote.
And Glenn, I want to underscore that commercial one more time. Russell Simmons didn't say, "I'm endorsing Jim Talent." It was the exact same commercial that they were running in Maryland using the voice of Russell Simmons saying, "You don't look at the party, you look at the person." Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm voting for Steele. And they were running that commercial in Missouri.
Yes. Now, on the Democratic side, nationally. Of course, we have the right wing of the Democratic Party and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. The right wing of the Democratic Party, the corporate side, is the Democratic Leadership Council. And their favorite was Harold Ford. And there are rumors that really have substance to them that the DLC is going to put forward Harold Ford as the candidate to unseat Howard Dean from the DNC chairmanship. That is, they will reward this loser.
This dangerous loser.
This dangerous loser with the seat. And it's only because he is black. And it goes beyond the Republicans and the Democrats. These are not just tricks and ploys and strategies on the Republican side, split the black vote. And on the Democratic side, to infiltrate corporate-bought black folks into the black polity. It's much larger than that. Corporations and let's put it plainly, white folks at large want this race issue to go away. And so their favorite blacks, and this goes beyond Republicans and Democrats and corporations, but to white folks at large, is one who does not bring up race. They don't, as if race no longer matters. as if it is not an issue. And in that regard, in that kind of context, now we understand why Barack Obama, who has gone way to the right since his days as a state senator from the south side of Chicago, why Barack Obama is so popular among white folks in general. His line, the one that got by far the greatest applause at the Democratic National Convention in 2004, was, "There is not a black America and a white America and a Latino America and an Asian America. There's the United States of America." And when he said that, he was dismissing the entire black experience and current reality in the United States, which is still a segregated country in which half of more than 2 million prison inmates are black. Obviously, we don't experience the same America as other people, but Barack Obama made them feel good, as if, no, those days are over. It's all one country now. Forget about race.
It was a sigh of relief. You could hear it. You could hear the sigh of relief and the excitement. It's like, oh, thank God, let me lay my burden down. I don't have to talk about this race issue anymore because this black man said it's okay for us not to talk about it.
So much so that that Sharpton had to come back and rebalance the situation. I'm sure you remember that.
Yes, I do. Like, hold up. Let me get to a question or two here. Ken, you have a question.
Yes, good morning to both of you.
Yes.
Mr. Ford, I've been a subscriber to your website for a couple of years, and your articles are excellent.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank
well
you.
Documented,
and now
well
you have Black Agenda Reports to go, .com.
Now, it appears that you are warning us about Barack Obama now,
yes,
as you did about Harold Ford.
Yes.
Am I correct? And
yes,
maybe you just answered my question, because I wanted you to give your reasons for giving us this warning sign.
Because there are long-term strategies involved here. Again, this goes beyond elections. It's not just an effort to split the black vote by the Republicans or an effort to install black conservatives by white Democrats. It's much, much larger than that. It is to finally put the race issue behind. That goes way beyond the right wing. It infects so-called liberal whites as well, who would rather not deal, excuse me, with the lingering effects of slavery and Jim Crow that are all around us. And so when you can get someone like Barack Obama, who pretends that race is not much of an issue, or Harold Ford, who shamelessly cozies up to the enemy, or get a Michael Steele in the second position in Maryland, well, you've gone a long way in giving the appearance that finally the nation has put the race issue behind us, and we don't have to deal with any of these disparities and anymore.
And let's talk about because you use the phrase cozying up to the enemy by Harold, with that as describing the actions of Harold Ford. Can you give us some of the specifics of the things that he has done? There's aside from the delicious picture that you have on your website at blackagendareport.com of Harold Ford underneath this on Election Day, underneath this Confederate flag with his hand on folks that don't vote for us.
Just loving those rednecks.
Oh, it's such a delicious picture. But, okay, even though pictures...
In fact, the person writing in Time magazine...
Oh, yes.
And this is interesting.
Yes.
...said that Harold Ford is trying to create a rainbow coalition between the ghetto and rednecks based upon homophobia.
Yes.
And that's not a joke. That, in fact, is the strategy. That is the national Republican strategy. And remember, mm-hmm, Harold Ford's supposed to be a Democrat.
And can we talk about something that you and I have talked about numerous times, an article that you wrote describing where describing Detroit as the most liberal city, the liberal voting city, progressive voting city. Talk to us about where the Democrats, one would think the Democrats would be focusing their, would be mining for their votes and mining for their positions of power when we come back. I'm talking to Glenn Ford, the executive editor of BlackAgendaReport.com. Y'all go there. This is a wonderful, wonderful site. You need to go there, BlackAgendaReport.com. I'm Liz Brown. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Glenn Ford. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline, the United Nations. John Bolton says he isn't concerned about his nomination as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He fully expects Democrats to oppose him, but says he thinks he has a good shot at getting confirmed. Bolton hopes people will vote based on his performance, of which he says he's proud. President Bush appointed Bolton to the ambassador post on a temporary basis after his nomination stalled in the Senate. Dateline, Mexico City. Archaeologists say a giant carving of an Aztec god recently unveiled in downtown Mexico City could be a massive headstone in honor of one of the civilization's last rulers. They believe the over 12-ton stone cutting is one of the most important Aztec finds ever made. The headstone is decorated with a carved image of a deity with a giant male head, ringed by masses of curly hair and a sharp extended tongue representing a stream of blood. The scientists say it may be the headstone of the 8th Aztec ruler, whose successor governed at the beginning of the Spanish conquest of Mexico. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back. Looking back. Looking back.
Looking Black. The Week in Review. The Week Ahead, in Differing Perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this hour is Glenn Ford, Executive Editor of BlackAgendaReport.com. And Glenn, welcome back.
Yes, of course.
I want to get to some of our callers here because they've been waiting for a while. So let me get to some of their questions and comments. Bill, you have a question?
Yes, my comment for Glenn is back in the first Harold Washington election in Chicago, when Harold won the election and he ran against Harold Epton when Harold ran the primary, and then white Chicago Democrats voted Republican. So this is not the first time they've done crap like that.
It was almost solid block. You would have thought you were in Birmingham.
Mm.
And yet Chicago is supposed to be a democratic city and a union city. But they reverted to type.
And when we look at the people, the white vote, the white vote for Michael Steele in Maryland, same type of white vote that we'd have for white candidates? Can we make a comparison?
Absolutely not. Even though Michael Steele is a true Republican, as Republican as you can get. White folks could not bring themselves to vote for Michael Steele in the numbers that they voted for Ehrlich, the governor.
Mm.
It's just amazing.
Mm.
We also, black candidates also have to be very, very careful and not pay so much attention to the polls, because we have the white lie factor. That is, if you're running neck and neck, all right, and you're a black candidate, you are in big trouble, because at least 5 or 10% of the white respondents to the poll lied when they said they were considering or would vote for you. Once they get in that voting booth, and it's been shown over and over again. I've been observing this for 35 years. They will not vote as they told the pollster that they would. So that's always a factor. That was a factor in Harold Ford.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Let me get to another caller here, Barbara.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. You're on with Glenn Ford.
Yes, Mr. Ford. How are you?
Oh, fine.
I was calling because I wanted to ask if you were familiar with the hearing that Arlen Specter held yesterday about the Civil Rights and Voting Rights and Housing Rights Committee that he and Feinstein had organized. It was on C-SPAN yesterday. And they were saying that over 2,000 civil rights cases has been brought forward, and only three have been put through under this administration. And they also had this gentleman from the NAACP there. None of the people that presented were ready. They didn't send their reports in on time. Arlen Specter chewed them all out. Someone got. Do you know anything about that?
Thanks.
No, but I'm sure educating me and the audience about this. And it is ironic, isn't it? Here is this old white Republican having to chew out the NAACP.
coming back to this election and these results, to me the most problematic thing to come out of it is the possibility of Harold Ford being pushed to replace Howard Dean.
Well, you know, he's going to have to run for that.
Right.
The DLC, the Democratic Leadership Council, the right wing of the party, the one that's the corporate wing, they were quite surprised when Howard Dean, after losing the primary race, organized at the grassroots level of the party.
Oh, they were angry about him organizing at the grassroots level.
They are still angry. You see, the Democratic Leadership Council is very, very powerful at the upper ends of the party, where corporate money flows and decides who gets nominated and such. But the Democratic National Committee is also composed of people who come from the localities. And that's where Dean's base was. And so the DLC was shocked when Howard Dean won. They're still angry at him. They very well may run. I think that these rumors are, as I said, substantial. They very well may run Harold Ford. In order to subvert the black part, the black constituency of the Democratic Party.
And get that
Jim Crow mentality working again.
I mean, and it's not solely that. I mean, it's also, isn't it, in addition to that, it's also the idea that there would be any kind of grassroots movement with progressive liberal folks that would push the DLC out of existence.
Yeah, yes. Now, you were speaking earlier, you were referring to a story that we wrote back when the crew and I were back
yes.
at blackcommentator.com. That was a very interesting situation. The title of the piece was Where the Left Lives. And it was based on a study made by a white progressive group out of San Francisco. And they wanted to see which cities were, based on voting behavior, the most progressive in the country. And the author of the study, the chief researcher, admits that when he went into the study, he assumed that at the top of the list would be San Francisco, Madison, Wisconsin, and other enclaves like that. But what he found was that the most progressive cities based on voting behavior were the blackest cities. and that Detroit, the blackest big city in the country, was the most progressive city. And the others were Newark, New Jersey, New Orleans, back at that time before the deluge, Washington, D.C., all the majority black cities. Those topped the list of progressive centers. And what is shocking is that it shocked these whites who consider themselves progressive.
Not only progressives, but knowledgeable about progressive things.
Yes. Yes,
and
knowledgeable enough that they thought that they were qualified to do a study, and yet they were surprised by those easily predictable results.
Absolutely easily, and that gets to the point. This is easy to predict. Of course, you're going to find the blackest places are going to be the most liberal places, and it gets back to the discussion about the how race impacts folks in this country. The most liberal of people dismiss black folks.
Yes. And yet Barack Obama can say there is no black America and white America and Latino America or Asian America.
And that's what made the people happy.
When we see the behavior politically, mm-hmm. as well as the conditions, objectively, but the political behavior of Americans is so different based on race. There are different countries. And as one who is old enough to remember, I remember the Kerner Commission report from 1968 that said we are moving to two Americas, one black, one white. Actually, we were already there, and we're still moving that way. But this is lost on Barack Obama? I don't think so. I think he's a very cynical politician.
1-877-920-WGNU. Daniel.
How are you all doing?
Outstanding. Can you ask a quick question, please, of Glenn Ford?
Yes. Do you think it would be...
Hold on, Ma.
Do you think it would be feasible for Barack Obama to run for president? Because I don't think race relations are any better.
Thank you.
I don't know. He is a unique individual. He has singular skills. I'm still not convinced that he is serious about running for president. I still think that he wants to be the vice presidential candidate under Hillary Clinton, whose wing of the party he is aggressively aligning himself with.
You talk about the relationship.
Because that would put him in opposition to the same wing of the party, the DLC, that he is cuddling up to. So I really don't think so. But I believe he's going through these motions in order to make it seem that he is independent. Make it seem that he was not handpicked. Make it seem that he folded his tent, whenever he does, in the interest of the nation, and that he is anxious to run for vice president.
And the joke is that, you know, it gets back to that survey or that study that was done by the progressives that thought that they were going to find that progressives were where is progressive lib where white people are. The joke is that America's number one is not going to vote for a woman to be the president of the United States, and is certainly not going to support a man of African descent, no matter how he says, I'm like y'all. America's not going to do that.
I don't believe so either, despite the fact that Barack Obama, again, has unique skills. He is really, really a gifted actor.
Yeah. Yeah. 1-877-920-WGNU. Quick question, Albert.
Yes. I saw an article that discussed the fact that now that the Democrats are in charge and can select some of these committee members, and they normally did it by seniority, but since they found out that about 17 of the 21 committees would be headed by black congressmen or whatever, they're now going to change the rule and not necessarily use that old boy system of using seniority. Have you heard anything about that?
Sure. And actually, there is no such rule. That's been a practice, but not a rule. It's really up to the leadership.
But in all fairness to the rule, it was really the good old white boy rule.
That's right. So, the game has changed. You know, even on Saturday Night Live, I was watching the other night, and they were, or maybe it was the Daily Show, but anyway, they were running down the prospective chairpersons under the new Democratic regime in the House, and the host kept on naming names, and then he'd get to, and black guy. The point being, there's too many black guys
there.
Pelosi may very well sacrifice Alfie Hastings from intelligence.
Mm. Glenn Ford, I want to thank you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Always so informative to have you here. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure on this side as well, and I look forward to our next meeting.
Absolutely. And everybody needs to go to blackagendareport.com. Thank you, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. Stop me, sister.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The economy has taken another hit. Housing starts taking a dive last month, a big one.
It looks like the housing market will get worse before it gets better. New home construction slid 14.6% in October, the lowest level in 6 years, and a bigger drop than economists had expected. Over a year, housing starts are down more than 27%. And looking ahead, permits for new construction fell more than 6%, down 28% from the year before.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. Sales of Sony's PlayStation 3 might help the economy. The red-hot game console went on sale at midnight. Many stores opened their doors at that hour to sell what basically amounts to a handful at each store of the PS3s they were given. A Walmart in West Bend, Wisconsin staged a race to see who would get the first spot in line at that store. One of the participants has a nice knot on his head now. He ran into a flagpole. President Bush is in Vietnam. He is just the second leader to visit the nation since the Vietnam War, and he is using the trip to talk about another war. ABC's Ann Compton traveling with us.
If there is a link to the lessons of Vietnam, President Bush says it is that the effort in Iraq will take time.
Iraq is a part of the struggle, and it's just going to take a long period of time for the ideology that is hopeful, and that is an ideology of freedom, to overcome an ideology of hate.
President Bush also says U.S. election losses will not change his commitment to remain in Iraq till the job is done. Ann Compton, ABC News, Hanoi.
The same storms that slammed the Carolinas yesterday are now causing travel problems across the Northeast. There are delays at the airports in New York. Rough water scrubbed some ferry service in Massachusetts. Amtrak service north of Washington is much slower than usual today as crews clean up the site of a freight train derailment last night. Many trains are delayed, some canceled. This is ABC News.
Did you know that scientists at the National Cancer Institute, Harvard, and the Moffitt Cancer Center have all researched the antioxidant action of tomatoes? To get these cell-protecting properties, you'd have to eat a lot of tomatoes. Or take the only whole tomato lycopene complex, Lycomato. Unlike most lycopene supplements, which are synthetic, only natural Lycomato gives you all the antioxidants found in the tomato. Ask for Lycomato at GNC, the vitamin shop, and other fine health food stores.
It's not too early to be thinking about the holidays, but is it too early to start enjoying all that holiday deliciousness? Absolutely not. Visit Sam's Club this weekend for the holiday taste of Sam's Club and start revving up those taste buds. We'll be preparing samples of everything from savory meats to delectable desserts, so you can taste how appetizing and easy a holiday meal can be with Sam's Club. Join us at the holiday taste of Sam's Club this Friday through Sunday, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
Well, there wasn't much love on this boat. Hundreds of people on a transatlantic cruise from Italy to Florida are sick, some very sick. Here's ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman.
Since it left Rome 2 weeks ago, the Carnival Liberty, one of the biggest cruise ships at sea with more than 4,000 people on board, has been hit with a nasty stomach virus that has felled more than 600 people, both passengers and crew, making this one of the largest cruise ship outbreaks ever. three inspectors from the Centers for Disease Control boarded the ship on the Caribbean island of St. Martin. It will arrive here in Florida Sunday morning, and when it does, Carnival will delay its departure for 2 days while the ship is sanitized from top to bottom. Jeffrey Kaufman, ABC News, Miami.
It's a picture book about a family of penguins, but a lot of people in Shiloh, Illinois are squawking about "And Tango Makes Three." That's because Tango has two daddies. Some parents want the town's elementary school library to take it off the shelves where kids could easily get it and require they get their parents' permission to check it out. I'm Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Alton police are investigating the city's first murder of 2006. Authorities say 22-year-old Cletius Robinson was shot around 12:30 yesterday afternoon outside his home on Diamond Street. Robinson was pronounced dead a short time later at an area hospital. A suspect is in custody. The Francis Howell School District is taking its school safety efforts online. Threatening graffiti was found yesterday at Francis Howell Central High School. This follows reports of threats at Francis Howell Middle School and Francis Howell High School within the past week. District officials have set up an email address for students, parents, and staff to report safety concerns in the schools. The email address, safekids@fhsdschools.org, will be monitored 24 hours a day. An O'Fallon man will pay more than $50,000 in restitution to settle a lawsuit alleging what Attorney General Jay Nixon calls badge fraud. Gerald Lamy, who raised donations under the business name Police Tribune, is also banned from acting as a fundraiser in Missouri. Nixon says Lamy and his late son Jay Lamy never registered the Police Tribune as a charitable organization or professional fundraiser as required by state law. Police Tribune callers were seeking donations allegedly falsely claiming to be police officers. Mid-County drivers will face some detours on Olive this weekend. As part of an ongoing project on I-170, Olive will be closed under the highway from 10 Saturday night through 10 Sunday morning. Crews will be removing the southbound I-170 bridge over Olive. There won't be any new lane restrictions on I-170 since southbound traffic has already been moved away from the bridge. Finally this hour, today is the day video game junkies have been waiting for with the launch of PlayStation 3. Jeff Slauson, a spokesperson for the Brentwood Best Buy store, says people have been camped outside the store for a couple days hoping to get just one PS3.
So we are expecting a pretty big rush right away. There's probably going to be some disappointed people because we don't know how many people are going to be in line, but we're not really sure how many of these products we're actually going to have.
The PS3 retails for between $499 and $599. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works, the every pain reliever. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 before Arsenal, there's an incident that's been cleared, but traffic's backed up through Loughboro, and the stall has been removed, and then delays exist from near Loughboro on up. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for no delays. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake through Mason, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Lindbergh, look for congestion going on there. Westbound 270 at 367 in New Florissant, delays are possible. Westbound 5570 at 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for heavy volume there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is a little stack up as this hour, as well as northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect delays. Southbound Highway 109 is closed just north of 44 due to a serious accident in front of Eureka High School. Traffic is getting by alternating in the northbound lanes. Southbound jams are more than a mile long. Northbound slows at just south of 44. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Through December 15th, visit your St. Louis Toyota Service Centers and join the donation drive for a neonate MRI shuttle for St. Louis Children's Hospital. Toyota, a smart way to move forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy this morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the lower 50s this evening. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny, high around 50. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we have 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I do want to do a shout out. Thank you all for coming to the meeting for Proposition Funk. I'm excited. I'm excited about making this happen. This is going to be fun. This is going to be something very special. So Proposition Funk, oh yeah, it's going to happen. And we getting it together. We getting, just plan on an exciting New Year's. Plan on an exciting New Year's. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Proposition Funk. Thank you all. And of course, if anybody is still interested, I can still talk to a few people because we're putting it together. The number is 367-2743 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com, or call me at 367-2743, Proposition Funk. Oh, yeah. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Carfo.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I'm just a little, I don't quite understand about Obama and what are you all trying to say about him. He is the new breed of America.
Then what part of America are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about just the idea that it's going to take more than just one side of the story to get elected in America.
What new side of the story is, what's new about
that? When I say that is, when a man comes to the middle, does not mean that he's going to disembowel himself from the black community.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example.
I think that Barack Obama is
No. We don't know. You don't know enough about Barack Obama in terms of
nobody really does.
But no, wait a minute. Hold up for a second. You've stated a proposition, and I'm asking you to provide me with an example to prove that. You've said that when people come to the middle, they still deliver on issues for black folks. Give me the example of that.
Anytime he votes for...
I'm not talking about Barack Obama. Listen to the question that I'm asking you, okay? Listen to the question I am asking you. I am repeating... You said something. I am asking you to defend that. And you cannot use Barack Obama. You made the proposition that... When black folks come to the middle, run on this mushy, mushy middle, that they still deliver for black folks. I'm asking you for an example of that. And instead you want to give me speculation about what Barack Obama's going to do. And you started the conversation with, this is the new wave of America. What you talking about? What America? How do black people... People of African descent get their issues delivered upon with people that are running on issues that dismiss black people's issues. I'm just asking for an example. Not a bunch of mishmash. Keep hope alive based on stupidity. Give me some proof of that. Give me some evidence of that. Or get out of my way. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Blah, blah, blah.
Don't fight the crowds. Shop RaglandandSons.net. Gifts for the whole family right from your home. RaglandandSons.net. Black owned, black operated. 314-968-2789 or toll free 1-800-577-5786. Get your free catalog online at RaglandandSons.net. Register this week for your chance to win a 7-night stay at a 5-star Branson Resort. No purchase necessary. Registration this week only at RaglandandSons.net. Drawing to be held November 20th. Use code WGNU25 for a 25% discount.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and we were laughing about all these people that have my show on, but don't want anybody to know that they're listening to me. I know. I know all y'all out there right now. No, I don't.
Stupid.
I know y'all out there listening to my show, but you don't want nobody to know that you're listening to my show. Whoo, I know you out there. Go ahead. Don't be ashamed to turn the radio up. I know you're listening. 1-877-920. You know who you are. 1-877-920-WGNU. Willie.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing the great this morning. How you feeling?
I'm outstanding.
You know, this caller earlier talking about Barack Obama. He is not what we call African person.
Well, yes, he is. He
he's a good African person. I'm saying is that he's not interest our issues.
Our issues are not prioritized by Barack Obama. Accept that. And then accept what that means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just any black face. It is the person of African descent that's going to articulate, prioritize, and deliver on our issues.
And just like Carol Mosley Braun, she didn't deliver on our issues when she was a U.S. Senator back in 1994. When she said things, she wanted to support the African American. And Illinois people support her. So Obama is doing what Carol Mosley Braun did.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's the same thing
absolutely.
In her creation.
That's part,
it's
that's part of
thing,
it.
The policies that they want to follow, like the DNC.
And like
Glenn Ford said, there are people in the DNC who don't respect Howard Dean. And I listened to Howard Dean on your show many times to talk about how he's been treated by his own people who didn't even support him and ran away from him when he asked them to support him. And what they do, they got behind, guess who? John Kerry.
That's correct. How'd that work out? How'd that work out?
Not at all, didn't it?
All right now. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Willie. 1-877-920-WG in your car phone. Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Look, this is what I want to say about Barack Obama. Barack Obama is brought to us by the media, okay? This is the guy that the media is holding up because of what he talks about. Any time a black man stands up and talks about the forgiveness of the things that have happened to black people, the media loves that image.
Who owns the media? Who owns the media?
White America.
Well, and what part of white America owns the media? Because the Appalachian folks don't own the media. We're talking about the financially elite people.
That's exactly right. That's the image that they want to be portrayed, and that's why they're giving him this. This guy is not a grassroots African American coming up through the ranks guy.
He is not.
A media creation,
and
he reminds me so much, Ms. Brown. If you go back to Nelson Mandela.
Mm.
Here's a man that did absolutely nothing for the African people in South Africa. He did nothing. He had an opportunity to.
Yes, he did.
And he did nothing. All he did was walked around on his glory, and he came out of prison. You know what I'm saying? And he took this false glory that he got. But I give you an example. Helen Reasonover spent 18 years in the state penitentiary for a crime that she didn't commit.
Correct.
Nobody gave her any welcome back home, anything. So going to jail for 20 years don't make you a national hero.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
And that's what he did. But the media pumped him up. Why? Because soon as he got out, he started talking about forgiving white people for the crimes that they committed against black people. And that's the image that they want to portray. And this is Barack Obama. I have no faith in him. When he voted for Condoleezza Rice to be confirmed, that was it for me.
And here's the other. There are a number of votes that Barack Obama has engaged in that people, when people show you who they are, believe them.
That's
believe
exactly right.
them. And also, if you want to understand corporate America and the image that they want to push of people of African descent, know that the corporate media owns the music industry. What type of rap is pushed out there by corporate media? The type of rap that is about empowerment of the African community, the socially conscious rap, no. The type of rap that's pushed out there is the misogynistic, the self-loathing, the rap that uses the N-word like it's every other word. That's the type of rap that is pushed out there, the sex consumed rap that is put out there to define the community of African descent, mm-hmm. to define black males, and to define what America should think of when they think of a person of African descent. So that same corporate entity is the entity that's bringing you Barack Obama.
There you go, Ms. Brown. He's, like I said, brought to us by corporate America. He didn't come from the ranks,
And he's not an innocent bystander in this either. Nobody made him stand up on that stage and say that there's no Africa. And your daddy is from Africa. Your daddy is from Africa. Okay.
Oh,
and there's no Latino America. There's no blah 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 blah. There's only one America. You know what? Shut up and sit down.
That's a lie.
And
I'll tell you what, though, Liz. Let me tell you this here. This guy gonna get the shock of his life because when if he ever run and they throw that affirmative action question up in his face, the South gonna kill him.
You know what? He could say exactly what Harold Ford said. I ain't for that. Harold Ford said his black grandmama was white. Harold Ford said I support the war. Harold Ford said I hate Nancy Pelosi. Harold Ford said all of those things and the people said you black. Period.
Right.
I don't care what you say.
We're not going to vote for you.
Black people
that run that conservative talk, that middle role is, they don't get elected.
No, they don't. And nor should they.
I mean, even white people don't even vote for them.
Nor should they. Got to roll, Glenn.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
What's up?
I was reading in one of the papers, and they were saying, oh, boy, Liz Brown, hear this, she's going to be screeching. And I was trying to find out who wrote that article because I wanted to call them and talk to them. But, you know, you're absolutely right. They do sneak and listen to you.
Of course they do.
You study to show yourself approved. You study more than anybody I know. You lead, follow, or get out of the way. And don't be mad at people because they know more than you. Listen to people that know more than you, and perhaps you'll learn something and do the right thing.
And here's the other piece of it. So Liz Brown is going to be upset about an entity that is purporting to be about black people that don't just have black people on it. Yeah, I'm going to have an issue with that. That's a no-brainer.
Yes,
Thanks for listening. You bet. I'm going to be consistent.
Keep on listening, but learn something.
Okay, and tell the truth. You listen.
Tell the truth. You listen. Okay.
Come on now. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Al.
Yes. I want to mention about something that you always, you know, kind of correct, and then I want to get in on the Obama situation.
Go right here.
Okay. Yesterday I heard, in the past you said when somebody used this term, it's like calling the coffee pot black, the kettle. And I heard it yesterday, but you didn't say anything, and I was wondering, is it the way you say it or what, that it's okay?
No, I don't agree with the use of that term. I don't use that term, and I don't agree with the use of that term.
All right, I understand it because I heard you in the past, but I didn't hear you say anything, or is it certain people you'll correct?
No, it's not. I don't correct every single person that I hear say something wrong every single time that they say it.
Okay.
But that does not change my view of that particular term.
And also
you have to understand the rhythm and of the show. There are all kinds of teaching moments that I decide, okay, I'm gonna use this particular one to teach. I'm gonna use this particular one to go in this way. There are different ways that I do that. And I know who you're talking about. You're talking about when Irene J. Smith said it yesterday on the show. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I thought, you know, I don't know your man, but I was just saying it must be some way she said it.
No, I don't use that term. I disagree with that term, and I believe that is a term that is.
And I understand.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go on to this Obama thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that if we can't get, if the black person that's running, you don't like him or something about him, I believe we should look for another black person. Because getting shot by a white man doesn't feel any better than getting shot by a black man. Now, if you're going to put a white man up there and he's going to do the same thing you think the black man is going to do, I'd rather have the black man in there.
Well, see,
Okay,
let's stop and talk about that for a second. Okay, let's stop and talk.
I stopped you sometime, too.
Pardon?
Can I stop when you talk, and can I ask you, can
Absolutely.
I butt in?
Well, it's not butting in. It's stopping the conversation.
Yeah,
well,
whatever you're doing, can I do it, too?
Okay, you're starting to irritate me right now?
Sorry.
All right. We're going to take a break. This is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Westbound 5570 at Tudor. Left lane's blocked at the entrance ramp from Tudor. Traffic is slowing near 4th Street. Northbound 55 at Loughborough. There's an injury accident on the right shoulder. Southbound 270, there's an accident just before 40. And right lane's blocked. It's backed up all the way through Olive. Northbound 55 at Virginia, there's an accident. Right lane's blocked and traffic slowing near Loughborough. In both directions, eastbound 70 between K and 79, look for normal traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal at this hour. Northbound 270 at Manchester and 40, there's slow due to an accident in the southbound lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing all the way into the landing looks good. And southbound Highway 109 is closed just north of 44 due to a serious accident in front of Eureka High School. Traffic is getting by alternating in the northbound lane. Southbound traffic jams for more than a mile. Northbound jams just south of 44. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3-day, 2-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly cloudy this morning, partly sunny this afternoon, high in the lower 50s this evening. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny with a high around 50. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we have 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 as well. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. But even better than that, the after-Thanksgiving sale where they open at 5 a.m. and the specials are good only through 11 o'clock. What kind of specials are we talking about? A television set, a 37-inch LCD, regularly $1,300, now $949. A 32-inch LCD, regularly $1,000, $599. Portable DVD player, $69. 19-inch television set, $99. Nope, $79.99. Look, get on down to Sears at 3245 Sears and Union and tell them I told you to.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning wake-up call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Hi, I'm Randy Graham. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week, join me, Randy Graham, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. Woof!
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Make me want to holler. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Aleem.
Yeah, how you doing, sister?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I'm trying to be because right now this employment situation, I thought that was just taking a little bit longer. The process of getting this particular position is getting on my nerves. For a very while, in my opinion, is a very simple position, but the process is taking long. But anyway, I called about Barack Obama.
All right, now.
I seem to like the brother.
What do you know about him?
Well, I about as much as everybody else know about him.
Well, I know some stuff about, like, what do you know about him? Tell us what you know about
honestly,
him.
Honestly, sister, I might have not done as much research on the brother as you might have done.
We're not competing. I'm just asking you to, I want people to be able to look within themselves and see why they say the things that they say. So if you say that you like the brother, tell us the things that make you say that.
Well, it's not his middle-of-the-road thing. I believe the brother, what do you say, believe the person who they are, right?
I believe the brother
has some sincerity in his heart for the black community. I really do.
Okay, that is what you believe. Now tell us what you know about him.
Other than that, sister, that small belief that I believe he does have some sincerity. Other than that, I really don't know his voting record, honestly.
And that gets to the discussion that I was having with Glenn Ford this morning. And the article that I would love to direct you to on his website, the blackagendareport.com, about it's not just a black face. Because that's got to be the reason why you would extend such a beautiful a trust. You're extending a wonderful trust to this person that I believe that he's gonna do the right thing by us. And that is based solely on his color. And we have to challenge ourselves it's a beautiful belief. I understand it. I have it. I've had it and I have it and I have to fight it as well. We have to do more. We have to demand more. We don't have to do that anymore. Because we're no longer pre-Jim Crow, where there were no black people, there was nothing. We have to ask ourselves and demand of ourselves that you cannot bring to me as an elected official simply your black face and a smile. You need to be doing things, and I need to demand that you do things before I feel any way about you.
Well, so far he hasn't done anything that dramatically hurt us.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of that. And let's, I mean, we don't have to be hanging from a tree for a person to hurt us, right?
Okay.
We're not talking about that kind of a hurt. We're talking about getting to know an elected official that you gave him trust based upon him looking like you. Okay? So let's look at the things that he has done. How many times has he been to New Orleans?
I probably once, maybe.
None.
He has.
As of this summer, ask me how many times he's been to Iraq.
I think he was about twice.
Four times.
Okay.
All right. Been to Iraq 4 times, New Orleans 0. As of this summer, when I had my interns calling and checking, 0. Okay. What do you make of that?
Well.
And just to remind you, Chicago, Illinois, is in the United States, and New Orleans, Louisiana, is also in the United States. And he is a black man that you have extended this beautiful gift of trust to. What do you make of that?
Well, I guess by him being a United States senator he should have been to New Orleans.
Come on. Give it to me more than that. Come on, Aline. Give it to me more than that. How many black folks were affected, impacted by the decisions that have been made post-Katrina? A year post-Katrina and immediately after Katrina. Come on now, Aline. We got to have the standard of saying, what do you mean you a black man? You haven't been to New Orleans? And
no,
you've been on the cover. Wait a minute. You've been on the cover of Vogue. You've been on the cover of GQ. You've been on the David Letterman show. You've been on the Daily Show. You've been on Oprah. But you haven't been to New Orleans?
Well,
Come on now.
I blame that on his people.
Maybe he had some people around him.
I'm not the most patriotic black man.
I'm not asking about patriotic.
You know,
I'm asking about the giving. Before you give somebody the beautiful gift that you gave them of trust, Aleem, they have got to do something to earn that. And a black man that hasn't been to New Orleans but been on the cover of, been to Connecticut campaigning for Joseph Lieberman. Come on now, you're not going to read that for what it is and say about that what we should be saying. You want to blame it on somebody else but the black man? Come on now. He can pay for his own ticket to go to New Orleans. Are you telling me that he is so not in control of his own world that he can't say, I want to go to New Orleans, and he's not going to go because somebody said, don't go there? Come on now.
Well, I didn't say that people told him not to go there. They probably just didn't advise him at the next. Everybody
what
was running to New Orleans back then. You had rappers. You had
actually, no, they weren't. Actually, the elected officials were not running to New Orleans.
You had the common everyday celebrity.
You're making excuses. You're making excuses for him.
I would probably.
You're making excuses.
Because I don't really care for the Clintons. I don't. I would probably, if he was to run for president, I would back the brother. Because I do not care for no Hillary Clinton. I definitely don't care for Bill Clinton. I would probably vote for this black man.
Okay, and therein lies the challenge for us. Thank you, Aline. Therein lies the challenge. Any black face won't do. Any black face won't do. 1-877-920-WGNU. Kathy.
Yeah, you just said everything I want to say. Let him go to New Orleans rather than sitting on Tim Russ's show talking about it. Let him go there and then have a comment and ask him about affirmative action. No, he doesn't get my vote for anything yet.
And the thing about it is that if we are going to evaluate them, honest to God,
yes.
We need to evaluate him honestly and dispassionately.
That's
and
right.
Don't give away your gifts.
That's right.
Do not give away your gifts to somebody that hasn't earned earned it. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't earned it. If I tell you something like that and you make up an excuse for him and say that's all right, that's the challenge that confronts many folks.
See, I didn't know that he had campaigned for Lieberman.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he's
really
out the box.
Yes, he is. Yes, he has. He's raised money for the first, one of the first things that he did was to raise money for Senator Byrd in Virginia.
Not Byrd.
Yes. Yeah. He raised tens of thousands of dollars for Byrd. Yep.
Yep, he has nothing to say for the black people that die in New Orleans.
He said that there isn't any black America. There isn't any Latino America. There's only one.
Well, I wonder what color they were that died in New Orleans.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, take care.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Don't fight the crowds. Shop RaglandandSons.net. Gifts for the whole family, right from your home. RaglandandSons.net. Black owned, black operated. 314-968-2789. Or toll free 1-800-577-5786. Get your free catalog online at RaglandandSons.net. Register this week for your chance to win a 7-night stay at a 5-star Branson Resort. No purchase necessary. Registration this week only at RaglandandSons.net. Drawing to be held November 20th. Use code WGNU25 for a 25% discount.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Washington, D.C. The U.S. Senate approved legislation moving a step closer to opening the door to cooperation with India over nuclear product purchases. In an 85-12 vote, the Republican-controlled Senate defeated several amendments Indian officials feared would kill the deal. The deal isn't completely done yet, as several more critical approvals are needed before the agreement can take effect. This Senate action brings India closer to being able to buy nuclear fuel, reactors, and related technology from the U.S. Dateline Baghdad. The Shiite-led government in Iraq ordered the arrest of a top Sunni cleric yesterday, saying he was suspected of supporting terrorism. That move could mean a rise in already volatile sectarian violence. That arrest warrant was issued for Harif al-Dari, who is the head of the Muslim Clerics Association and vocal defender of the Sunni minority. Shiite leaders have accused Dari of advocating violence on TV and even said they appeared to justify al-Qaeda attacks in the war-torn country. Dari's group says they don't give decisions by this government much worth because it only controls the green zone. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try, and it's growing stronger with every day.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Harold.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Always enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well,
are you talking on a speakerphone?
Beg your pardon?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Just click it. Let me just click it right off.
Okay. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello, Liz. How you doing?
I am outstanding.
Great. I don't know. As far as the gas prices that you talked about this morning, I don't know what information you got or whatever. Yesterday,
I'm looking at USA Today, where they have a little list of where the gas prices are all across the country, and they're up in all three categories. Go ahead.
Okay. I paid, of course, St. Louis or Missouri is usually the cheapest in the country. $2.07 a gallon I paid yesterday. Price of crude went down, I heard on the news this morning, $1 a barrel at about 57. I think it's about $57 a barrel. So, but be on expect a raise next week because it's Thanksgiving weekend, obviously.
And we can have all kinds of excuses.
But if economists can't figure that out, obviously the demand is going to be higher. And if you're any type of businessman, you're going to raise your price a little bit.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So they're raised. So it's justified. Prices went up because the price of crude oil went down, right?
It's all by OPEC.
Okay.
I'm sure, you know, it's Karl Rove and George Bush are not sitting in the Oval Office determining what the gas prices is. Maybe you can have Claire McCaskill clear that up here in the next.
Oh, I don't need Claire to clear that up. I've already cleared it up. Go ahead.
Next thing about the Guantanamo Bay. Do you have any idea what they're going to do? There's 530 some odd prisoners that they have in Guantanamo Bay right now that they're ready to release. They've been ready to release for about 6 months, 9 months now. But no country wants to take them in. Do you know of anybody that would want them?
Here is the thing.
Do you have an idea for them?
Do you think that I think that the United they become the responsibility of the United States because the United States has made it impossible for these people to go home.
Hold on. They'd probably be afraid to be in North St. Louis.
Well, that's what most racist people would say. Most racist people would say that, Mike. And that's why we have these people in Guantanamo Bay right now because of racist perspectives like yourself. Like the ones that you have. The reason why these poor people who've done nothing, Mike, cannot go home is because the United States has said to the world and people like you, they don't have to say much to people like you. All they have to say to people like you is, we've arrested them. And people like you are so stuck on stupid and comfortable in your racism that you arrest a black guy, he's guilty. You arrest a white guy, then you've got to think this through. I mean, how could it be George Bush's fault that the oil prices went up? We can't even conceive of something like that. But if George Bush arrests a bunch of Muslim people, dark-skinned people, then yeah,